But I think once you quit hearing sir and ma'am, rest is soon to follow.
Oh, it's the tide. It's the dismal tide.
Welcome back to the dismal tide. I didn't say at the beginning, by the way. Welcome back to the dismal
Very
tide.
Very nice. Here I am. I'm sitting here. I've got my my MIDI controller. I got to tell you, the heartbreak of a lifetime is that I haven't figured out how to constantly be playing the MIDI keyboard while on this call and just making synthesizer sounds while you try to talk.
Can you do stuff besides like synthesizer sounds? Can you do make them like guitar noises? Can you make them like?
I can do basically anything I want. It's I'll hold it up to the camera.
Okay, well, I'll explain it. It just looks like a keyboard. You got a big back.
It's a keyboard. It's got these pads here.
There are pads.
It's got the pads there. They're programmable. I'm big on learning how to do the bare minimum, and then sort of figuring it out from there. I didn't want to try to master this thing, and I wanted to just immediately make a song. And I figured through watching just enough YouTube tutorials, I figured out how to use Ableton. And I've put together 1 2.5 minute song that is not mixed well and sounds really good through these headphones and sounds like shit everywhere else. It sounds really bad through laptop speakers. That's how it goes.
Are you telling me about the song so you can play it, or you just tell me about the song?
I don't really have a way to play it.
Day?
I don't really have a way to play it right now. I'm talking about the MIDI controller.
He's talking about his day.
Which is I've chosen to lead. This is the first show we've recorded where I have it in front of me. You can hear me hammering on these keys, but nothing's happening. Additionally,
music happens in your heart, Mike.
Because I'm a dumbass who buys Apple products. I have my new MacBook Pro, which I financed.
Thanks. It's a prudent financial decision.
I do it for the it's. Well, you know, Brendan, when you purchase it with the Apple Card, you're not paying any interest.
You have an Apple Card now?
It's 12 months 0% APR, so long as you're always making the minimum payment, which in this case is $108 a month.
Very reasonable for a laptop.
It's very reasonable for a laptop, and I wasn't getting one otherwise. I mean, I have $1,500 to my name. Should I throw down 1,000 of that on a computer? Is that responsible? No, but my other computer was dog shit. I couldn't do anything with it. I could never have bought a MIDI controller.
You don't use GarageBand for your MIDI controller?
I can. Ableton is the powerful one, though. I have my 90-day free trial to Ableton Live 11, which is the most powerful one. And then there's the most shit you can do with it. I've barely skimmed the surface there. But Brian has an unlock code for Ableton 10, which he has graciously shared with me. But I haven't activated it just yet. But he can use it on multiple devices, and I can activate it on mine. And he said that's fine.
That's completely fair, because when the show, aka me, bought Audio Hijack, I shared the code with him, so now he's paying it
there
back.
You know, that's right. Even though directly, I could make music for the show, presumably, but we don't really use music for much. We only have the one theme song, which has been pared down to like 8 seconds at this point, anyway.
Yeah, bare bones. Just Tommy Lee Jones. Oh no, Wilford Brimley. I think I'm actually not sure who says the line.
Well, it's both.
Well, he says, in the thing. I was thinking the specific line. It's the tide, the dismal tide.
And with respect to Wade and our very good theme song and a long time theme song, we're in season 3 now.
Can't pull the same bits in season 3 that you didn't.
And I'm ready to. You got to keep this thing fresh as possible. I don't know if am I close enough to my microphone. I sound fine?
You sound fine.
Okay. Because it's a little further away from me than usual because I've got this
MIDI controller?
No, I've got the Apple trackpad over here that I didn't buy.
You are just like, who the fuck is paying your bills right now? No, what are you doing this episode here?
That I got for free because my dad bought it several years ago and just doesn't use it. So and I knew that, and I'm taking advantage.
You know, you're just a fan of the whole host of Apple products, the whole Apple suite.
I'm working on all the angles. I'm a finance guy now. I'm a financial whiz. I know how to use all the things of a good, all my good credit to my advantage.
Excellent. I'm glad that things are going your way. And speaking,
I don't need to say what my credit score is on the show, but but rest assured, it's high.
You know what, Mike? Mine too.
Well,
Credit Brothers. That's what they're gonna call us. Those two.
You can bleep this out. What are you sitting at?
What am I sitting at? Like 740?
795.
I think I'm 7. Well, like, what's a perfect credit rating? Is it 900?
850.
Okay. I feel like over the last few years, when I moved to New York, I remember you talking about how absolutely terrible your credit was.
It was.
I refuse to believe your credit is better than mine, but it was probably
like,
should be.
It was like 640. But here's the thing. I have a decade of on-time payments at this point because if nothing else, I did always make minimum payments. I refinanced all of my debt was for a person with an actual, like a real job, could just pay off in the course of 1 year. I've just never had the money for it. So my, the like $4,400 that I would have owed until I die, I got a loan. I got a loan to pay that off. And now that is, taken care of as well. I mean, I'm paying the loan back, but it's less than I was paying in minimum payments. So.
Oh, that's good.
This is these are the things that is this what Rich Dad Poor Dad is about? What's that book? You can get it at the airport, I think.
No, I'm not entirely sure what it's about. I think it's just one dad spends and the other saves.
Well, I'm doing both.
I'm doing drugs.
Actually, I'm exclusively spending, but I'm spread. Here's
spending
the thing.
Wisely.
I've decided to lean into, the rich man's mindset is that money doesn't exist. All these numbers.
It's funny
are
you should say that. I've been on that high horse for a little while now.
I'm like, money is only real to people who don't have it. But I'm just like, I went through the trouble to get my credit score up. I'm just like, I got to be able to work a bunch of angles here, and I have. I don't have a Range Rover. But I'm like, I got a new computer out of it. And I'm just like, and I got a different credit card where I'm just like, oh, well, you know, I'm like, I can just put groceries on this. And I'm going to get
a
$250 welcome bonus. Incredible. Everything. And look, and if we're talking again in 6 months and I'm just like, I'm being shipped off to Australia to go to debtors.
I'm drowning
prison,
in debt.
Then I did it all wrong. But I think the famous last words, I think I've done everything correctly.
I am reading about the new Lord of the Rings series on Amazon. And it seems like a waste, if I'm being honest.
I heard it's very expensive. They pumped a lot of money into it. And like most things these days, not that good.
I don't know if it's going to be good or bad. You know, I've heard very little about it, but it is expensive. They like $500 million for production, and like they spent like $300 million buying the stuff. It's a lot of money.
It's a lot of money.
And there will be tasteful nudity, as I understand.
Damn.
Well, that means you're seeing some elf nudity, like art shit. Fuck that.
I don't need it.
Fuck that. I don't want to see no elves naked. I like humans.
I don't need it. I like Lord of the Rings just fine. Everybody, I don't know. Everyone should just watch sports.
Well,
there's no need for scripted entertainment.
You're just off the whole thing. But you you only like a small subset of sports anyway, though. Like, a lot of sports aren't even sports to you. So you're really pigeonholing yourself.
Yeah, but the thing is, I watch them all.
Just like watching the Olympics, saying this isn't a sport, but I'll fucking watch it.
I'll watch. Well, actually, that's not true. Like, I can't watch Summer League. I don't need that in my life. I can't watch college baseball.
I can't watch softball, frankly. College softball's on pretty regularly.
College sports in general, I don't need them.
I'll watch a championship game.
I'll watch the big college football games. You give me one of the big SEC matchups, I'm interested.
Yeah, just a big like top 20, top 10 matchup. You know, you have my attention.
Yeah, but even then, it's just, you know, they were talking
It's not even that broad. It needs to be like 1, 2, 3, 4. If those four aren't playing each other, I'm probably not going to turn it on.
I'm blanking on who it was that was on Get Up this morning talking about the future of college football.
Arlovsky.
No, it wasn't Dan Arlovsky. I think it was a legitimate journalist. But in his home behind where he was doing this Zoom call on Get Up, he had a bunch of stock photos of like golf courses, like or the close-ups of like a 5-iron. Just a lot of golf stock images were framed and on his wall. And he talked about how the Big 12 is sort of dissolving and going to like the SEC. And they're just like, and the future of the college football playoff. And they're like, we're going to be looking at a situation in which there's basically only ever like 10 to 20 teams that could like compete for a national title, you know, and probably even less. And it's like, yeah. And it's funny looking at that compared to like college football is the closest parallel to European like soccer format in that like everyone's got their own. There are some out of conference games, but
I think you're
going to
see that drawn even more in contrast with the fact that like these players can get paid now. So like the colleges that have the best advertising deal attached to their name are going to get the best prospects now too. So it's going to be even more like European sports.
Yeah. But because there's also so many teams as well. There's like, you know, with players moving around, I think it's very cool to me that, and like, I know that this is like, if you pitched it this way to the schools, they would immediately just say like, no, that's like, it's a slap. It's an insult, you know, spitting in the face of the idea that like, we're here to educate these kids. But like, if you just professionalized all 112 colleges, or that's just D1 schools, like you immediately have an incredible professional football infrastructure. Like all the facilities are there, all the stadiums are there. You can we can introduce promotion and relegation into the NFL. This would have to be like the government would have to make this happen, because like imagine being an NFL owner and you have this like $2 billion asset, and they're just like, if you're the Lions owner and they're just like, hey, guess what? Next year, you're getting bumped down to the second division.
You're playing Ohio State, motherfucker.
Yeah, your Thanksgiving Day game is over. It's not going to be on network television anymore, which I know people want anyway. But that would be then it's just like you would see such an explosion in talent, because players would have somewhere other than the 32 NFL teams to play at. That would be something. This is my pet issue that.
But those players are already playing in college. They're already playing. Like, why would you see an explosion of talent? Those guys are already in college.
Because if they were all professionalized, and then like, because if the colleges could then just sign other professionals, you didn't have to be attending the school. Or maybe there are some places that would make it that like, yes, you're professional, but you also have to be attending the school. And it's sort of like like an athletic Bilbao sort of thing where there's a, you know, there you have to basically be Basque in order to play for them. Some schools could institute that, although that's not quite the same as like being born that way.
BYU, you baby.
Yeah. the more Utah, the American Basque country. Man. What that that's depressing.
they'd just be like a Mormon NFL team.
I don't think we have an American equivalent to being Basque, to being like a separatist thing, but like a one that's not like in a we're trying to create like an ethno state sort of way. I guess they're trying to preserve their ethno state in a way, but
Texas.
Well, no, Texas can't be it. It's too late. Texas is like 50% Hispanic. They can't preserve an ethno state in Texas.
Fair enough.
But I guess if you're Basque, you know, they're trying to preserve their history and culture and not be overrun by the Spanish and what's going on down there in Madrid. In any case, I say all this to say, if you were you know, you don't have to sit the bench on the Jets anymore. You can go play football at Oklahoma as a professional, and you can get all your time and reps in there, and you're tearing it up. And then some team has some garbage quarterback. You also wouldn't have teams that would have to stick with guys forever as well. They're like the penalty, the price of getting something wrong wouldn't be so like Daniel Jones would be out on his ass at this point. The Giants wouldn't have to stick with Daniel Jones and like just like to because they would have to draft somebody else. There'd be somebody ready to go, but who's getting at like a regular reps at a high level.
It would just eliminate the draft though, which everybody loves. Everybody loves the draft, Mike.
Draft sucks.
Hey,
the draft is offensive.
A bit. It's a little. I'd call it demeaning.
Got a real slave market feel to it.
It can for sure. I'm not defending the vibe to it, but it's also like I don't know. It's super cool when your team is able to like exploit the draft and like take advantage of other owners. You see. There's a you gamify it, you know. It's fun to gamify. Word. Exploit.
Yeah, well, in the context, right after I prepared to the slave auction.
Sure, it's a gamified thing, you know. It's fun to have a guy. It's fun to have a GM who can win the draft, you know.
GMs are generally very stupid, though.
They're like
NFL.
Yeah, they're very like don't know if they believe in sports science. They don't know how to apply it. They're just big dumb guy energy.
It's really unbelievable that jobs that so many people would love to have, that the people who get them are generally so bad at them.
What's the turnover on a professional like basketball GM? Every 2 years, somebody loses their job?
Yeah, it's basically you're only ever one bad draft away from that. There's the that Onion headline that was a picture of I think appropriately Mitch Trubisky. And the headline was just, "I'm just here to win football games," says 22-year-old who's going to get everyone fired.
I remember that. It's yeah, incredibly true.
You're only ever one bad draft away, or one bad contract. And again, that's the issue with salary cap, is that if there was no salary cap, the amount of money you're spending doesn't really matter because you don't hamstring your team for years. And you can afford to make mistakes.
And what's also very good about this is it gives you more towns to exploit and really be able to screw over for stadium deals.
Well, that's the thing, is that in a lot of these places, these stadium shops already exist, and they've already been they've already fleeced the taxpayers.
I don't think Ohio State, and I'm sure that stuff, but like the mid-tier Division I schools, I can't imagine they're fleecing them too bad. Like, how much would you really care if Vanderbilt or Purdue near you got like the new stadium, got the new thing? It's like they probably just have had the one for a while.
Vanderbilt's the Harvard of the South, Brendan. Now,
I'm speaking out of my ass here. I'm just challenging you. That's all. I don't know. Because most stadiums do get built through that. So I don't know.
Big schools, though. Like, I mean, you've seen like Oregon's facilities that like Nike paid for.
Yeah.
Like it's insane. You could take somebody who actually truly believes that these kids are getting paid with an education, or like, and then show them the pictures of like Oregon's facilities and then just go like, what do you think now? Like, do you think that this is equal? Like, do you think the amount of money that's been pumped into this is reflective of someone who's being paid with an education? They look real nice, though.
They're professional caliber, like absolutely beautiful.
There's probably some NFL teams that don't have it as good as Oregon does. There's no way Washington football team is paying for that level of attention and care. Dan Snyder would never.
Yeah, you're right.
Dan Snyder has pumped more money into. He does throw down a lot on contracts, usually bad ones. But I mean, like most of the investments that are going on in Washington are him putting in like a two-way mirror so that he can invite people to jack off, like looking at the cheerleaders.
Oof. I always just like kind of forget about it until somebody makes a joke. It just hasn't been front of brain. Tell me about this rugby thing.
All right. So we collectively are getting into rugby. I started the new channel in Discord called Fake Sports for all the sports that aren't real, such as rugby. And I asked everyone, and I said, does anyone want to get into rugby with me this year? And Seth said, sure. And then Mike Whalen said that he's been a Munster fan his whole life, which
that's a pretty crazy enough. Thing to me. But okay.
So,
what rugby league?
Well, funny you should ask. They've just rebranded this. Now there's a few different leagues. There's the English league, which is all just English teams currently. I think that's just called Premiership Rugby. You have what used to be called Pro 14. Which is where Munster and it's your Irish, Scottish, Welsh, Italian, and South African teams are all in this in what used to be called Pro 14. Now it is called the United Rugby Championship, I think.
Ooh, that sounds good. What's the first one? What's that league called again?
It's just like Premiership Rugby or something.
Which is supposed to be the best league in the world?
I actually don't know. It might actually be the French league. I think they might have the best one, but I don't really know, to be honest. I think
okay. When does the French, season start?
The French league is Super 14. I think September 17th. I think the English league starts. I think September 24th. United Rugby Championship starts. The schedule's still not out for that.
But I think we got to try and keep teams in the United Rugby Championship. I think that's the move. You got to pick a league as a podcast here.
I'm inclined to agree. Now let's see here. Now here's the only trouble is that my setup now is that I've got this my laptop on this riser, and now I have to lean in order to type. So let's see here. Should have been ready with this. I knew you were going to ask.
You want to host a dang podcast, huh?
It is called the United Rugby Championship. I haven't messed that up. So we have four Irish teams, two Italian, two Scottish, four South African, and four Welsh. I am considering just getting out of just being a front runner here and supporting a successful team, because honestly, I've fucked up in a lot of other places. And I kind of just want something to feel good about.
What is the best team?
Leinster.
Okay. I'm looking at all the teams now.
Leinster are the current holders. They've won the most of them with eight.
All right, I'm just going to read the names of the teams in the United Rugby Championship.
Go down the list, and I'll see what I can if I've got anything interesting to say about any of them.
The top of the list: Benetton from Italy,
Treviso.
Sure. What is that?
I don't know. I don't know much about the Italian.
You said Treviso.
That's where they're located. I'm looking at the same list you are. I'm looking at the United Rugby Championship Clubs list on Wikipedia.
Next is the Bulls from South Africa.
South Africa is probably the best, maybe not for a club level, but on the international level, South Africa is the best. They're the current World Cup winners. They won in 2019. They just won the Lions series.
Didn't they win the Olympics?
The
sevens?
They might have won in the sevens. I don't recall.
Okay.
But South Africa, they're the World Cup holders, and they won the Lions tour, which is I think your most annoying British people get really into it, which is it's a combined Great Britain and Ireland team that goes and travels the world, and they lost to South Africa the other day, and it was apparently it was very emotionally charged. But
another team from South Africa is the Lions, and another one is the Sharks, and another one is the Stormers. Those are all South African teams in the league. Wales has three. Wales has the Dragons. These are all like
why aren't you going in order?
Because I'm trying to group by country a little bit. I think it's easier to follow. There's four South African
people.
Teams.
The people know where these cities are. Well, they know all right. So they don't know what city Lions are in necessarily, but it's easy enough to just say they're in Johannesburg.
I don't have a country related to any of these. I just have their stadium name. So you got an advantage here.
I'm looking at Wikipedia.
Yeah, same.
Well, scroll down. It's just past the big map. Or if you just click the tab that says teams, that'll take you right there.
I'm gonna stay on this. I'm comfortable with this one. We got Cardiff in Wales.
Yeah, that's where home of Aaron Ramsey. Wales also a proud rugby nation. They won the Six Nations. There it is. Took me a second. Everything's sponsored by Guinness. So it
how
also
do you fits. Know all this?
I've been paying attention. But
since
I watched
when?
I've been slowly but surely putting together rugby knowledge over the last like 6 months. I've been toiling away. You know what, Brendan? It's everybody. It took me 10 years to be an overnight success. It's the work you're doing when people aren't watching.
Yeah, I feel betrayed. You got an entire sport that I didn't even know about.
Six Nations is most of the countries we're talking about here. It's England, Wales, Scotland, and Ireland.
I just France don't believe a word you're saying anymore. I feel
France
like
and Italy. That's Six Nations. Italy gets their ass beat in Six Nations. That's their role in there. Scotland also generally not very good. But Wales are, I believe, the current champions. And the But I watched I watched a couple of those games over the summer and or in the spring, and they were good, and I enjoyed them, even though they were in front of no crowds. So excited to have crowds back.
These names are also, so like simple as opposed to like American names. The Sharks, the Ospreys, the Lions, the Dragons, well, the Bulls.
That's all of half of those are American sports team names.
Yeah, but we also just have like a lot of just like really stupid ones mixed in.
Well, I think these teams pretty... also have several of these teams, I think especially the South African ones, all also have their corporate sponsor in their name.
Oh, okay. That's good. What's the next one on the list? We got the Dragons. We just Connacht. Did Connacht.
Now, also notice that we there's Ireland all plays under one flag, both Republic of and Northern Ireland combined here under the one Irish flag, because you'll see the Ulster is there as well in Northern Ireland.
We got Edinburgh in Scotland.
We got there's
it's not Edinburgh. Is it the same thing?
Bruh. I don't I'm to be quite honest, I would probably just go back and forth between I think it would just be pronounced Bruh. Edinburgh.
All right. Trusting you. Glasgow Warriors next.
That's pretty straightforward. Glasgow Warriors, our boys Leinster beat Glasgow Warriors in the Pro 14 final 2019, a game that I watched the entirety of on YouTube while lifting weights yesterday.
I think that Desmond from Lost is Scottish, and I think I'm going to settle on a Scottish team for that reason. He could be from Wales, though.
Well, you've just got the two Scottish teams to choose from there.
Yeah.
Glasgow Warriors,
man.
Have won a title in 2015. The 2019 game, that was Stuart Hogg's last game there. Scotland's best player, one of the best in the world.
I'm going to have to watch a couple Desmond episodes of Lost and get back to everybody on the final choice here.
Stuart Hogg now plays for Exeter, who are the Chiefs, and they have like a sort of Native American chief logo, despite being English, and it's something you just can't support.
Yeah,
and these days, forget it.
Then you got Leinster.
Yeah, Leinster. Now, also part of this is all
from Ireland, obviously.
Yeah, I listened. I'm a regular second captain's listener. So the Irish teams get a lot of coverage in their rugby episodes, and I often listen to them, and I don't really know what they're talking about. So that's part of it as well, where I'm just like, I'm spending $6 a month to listen to Second Captains, and there's a bunch of episodes that I just don't even understand. Now, I haven't gone so far as to like learning about GAA.
I don't know what that is.
Like the Gaelic sports, like Gaelic football and hurling.
What's hurling again?
It's like field hockey, but I don't really know.
Okay.
And like, it's all the counties play against each other, and
that's fun.
It's a very, yeah, I've listened to a couple of those episodes just because like they'll, you know, autoplay or whatever. Or because like they'll be doing a bit of soccer talk and then it'll go into GAA talk. And I couldn't make heads or tails of what they're talking about. I've never heard of any of these people, the people that they're interviewing. It all means nothing to me.
Next up is the Lions from South Africa. We already mentioned them.
Boo.
Munster from Ireland.
Munster.
Damn cheese. You know what I'm saying?
True. That's true. I've heard that as well.
It's damn cheese. They got a big, cool, like Baratheon stag is their mascot here, though.
See, now that is that Mike Whalen said that is a what was part of the appeal for him. It's that they had the big stag. They got it's a good logo, and it is.
Oh my gosh! Look at the Dragons logo. Look how poorly they did their noble. Whatever, there's a fucking dragon, and it's just like a swirly tail. It really sucks.
Hang on, the mixer just—I just pulled the mixer down because my headphones got caught on the arm of my chair when I went to spin. Good lord!
You gotta quit doing spin moves, man.
Hang on, we're looking at the Dragons logo.
Yeah, the Dragons terrible logo.
Oh dear.
It's really look.
Yeah, it's got a very fucked up Cleveland Cavaliers sort of thing about it.
Oh man, look at Connacht's logo though. It's absolutely awesome. It's like an eagle with like an arm with a man's arm holding a sword. It's kind of just like them making their own animal up, and that rules to me.
That's pretty good. And this team is 136 years old.
Excellent.
Located out in Galway.
The next team is the... Did we do the Osprey? No, the Ospreys are next. And their logo looks like a superhero mask. It looks like Robin's mask, if I'm being honest.
Well, it is
an Osprey. It's pretty close.
It's an Osprey, yeah.
Can't say I get it.
Most caps. Alan Wynne-Jones. Oh, by the way, Wales have Alan Wynne-Jones is like an all-time great. But something that's really, really fantastic is that Ireland have an Alan Wynne-Jones or Wales and the I saw them both in the Lions game and a Wynne-Jones.
That's funny.
That is, I think that's fantastic.
The Scarlets, also from Wales, have what the Dragons logo should be. Frankly, they have a big red dragon is their logo.
Well, that is the national symbol of Wales, after all.
Yes, after all, of course, we all know this. I did actually know that.
The Welsh flag is sick.
It's really cool. Big red dragon. It's awesome.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I was going to do the Sharks. They're next from South Africa. They have their look. If somebody tattooed to like their shoulder one night, you'd ask them how much booze they had.
This is unacceptable, honestly.
It's like a clip art shark holding a rugby ball doing a stiff arm.
It looks like
really good. I'm taking a screenshot.
It's like a shark version of the Notre Dame mascot.
If somebody made this as their logo for like my fantasy football league, I'd go like, "Oh, you did that yourself? That's cool."
Yeah, it's like it looks like if someone were to draw the Notre Dame mascot, but with Jabberjaw.
This is really just not good. It's not good enough.
Stormers, also from South African rugby, for all their talent. A lot of these logos are real dog shit, I gotta say. Lions is just okay, even like the. I
can't see the Lions logo actually with the hover zoom, so I gotta click through.
Well, the thing is, a lot of these South African teams were formed in the mid 90s, and I feel like they've not updated anything about them since.
Like the Sharks, perhaps?
Yeah.
Now, Ulster is next. They have like kind of like a.
Well, they got red right hand.
Right hand.
Yeah,
that's kind of cool.
Now Ulster, I know that this is all Ireland plays as one here, but it can't support the Northern Ireland team. You just can't.
Okay, you can't. I'm listening now.
All of a sudden, you're interested. Brendan is on the side of the crown all of a sudden.
I don't know what side I'm on. I don't have a closed heart is what I'm saying.
Yeah. I don't have a closed heart towards Northern Ireland and the British occupation of the island. Come on.
I don't know
doesn't know. I've never even heard of the Troubles.
I've heard of the Troubles.
I'm unburdened by 20th century Irish history.
No, I didn't know I was going to have to quote it today when I hit the bowl. I didn't know this was going to become an issue for me. My lack of knowledge about English history. Didn't sign up for that today.
Terrible.
Zebra in Italy is the final rugby club.
Zebra.
Yeah, it's got to be zebra, right?
That's a decent logo. It's it's a zebra, but it's also like a sort of long exposure like thing of a rugby ball. That's decent. I like that. So theirs is good. Benetton's is good. I mean, it's just a lion with a rugby ball, but it's decent.
I'm going Connacht on this. I think Connacht's have got the best logo.
That's where you're going to go. It's going to be your team.
I don't know yet. I'm not against it. I don't want to pick a loser though. I'm kind of in the same.
That's why I'm going Leinster. I can't. I have to. Got our captain Johnny Sexton, one of the alt. Now, so Ulster, I gotta say, I know that the history of between the Ulster versus the rest of Ireland and everything that's happened, it's fraught to say the least. But that red the red hand does look cool, but I know it's a symbol. It's not good. But Stormers, Sharks, Lions, not very good. Munster, I'd say Munster probably has the best. Probably has the best crest goes to Munster.
Let me get back into it. I was reading the history of Connacht on air to myself. You think Munster is the best one? Okay. The Stag is cool.
The Stag is cool. It's got three crowns in there.
It's not as cool as Connacht.
I got to learn my Irish iconography. I'm not sure what everything is. Like, I know those crowns. Like, I know that Leinster has the harp, which I think is a Dublin thing. I don't know.
All right. I'm leaning Connacht right now.
We're also going to have to learn, number one, the rules of the sport, which is...
I vaguely know the rules of the sport. This is not my first, I guess the deeper bullshit of the in-game minutiae I do not know.
That's the thing. I watching it, it's clear what's happening to me, but then, what's a foul? You know, you see someone, a forearm goes to somebody's throat, just like, I don't have any questions about what just happened there. But when the ball goes out of play and they're doing the
scrum
that throw it when they do the thing where the ball goes up and they lift somebody in the air.
Oh, right. Yeah. The guy that would have been me.
I don't know why that happens versus why a scrum happens. Like where there's the bind.
Doesn't a scrum happen when you tackle them and they go to the ball ground with the ball?
No, because more often than not,
or is that a turnover?
Somebody gets tackled with the ball and they go down and they just roll it back behind them and somebody picks it up and they keep going. So why a scrum would happen, that I don't know.
Okay. And you don't know what happens when they go out of bounds?
No. I think that is what, because I was watching the game I was watching yesterday. They purposely kicked the ball out towards the corner and then took the throw in from there, I guess, just to try to pin the team back. You know, I guess that's all just part of strategy, is that you try to get as close to the goal line as you can and then try to win the ball in the scrum there. I'm not sure. Anybody actually listening to this? How rugby works would probably be going insane listening to me struggle to describe it.
Sound out the sport.
So there's a few things I don't know why they happen, but
I've played rugby before when I was a kid, and it was very fun. It was like football, but less stopping.
I gotta say, do you see rugby is very visceral. in that, like, sure, people get blown up in football all the time, but because no one has a face mask and everyone has to stay on the field for the entire, but you're playing both sides of the ball. Like, you see that, like, the pain in everybody's face once you get really close to 80 minutes, like, that you start to see just how bad this hurts everybody. how tired they all are.
Yeah, I can't believe, like,
there's so much, like, open, there's so many open wounds.
It really is a brutal sport.
There's always people just actively bleeding, and because they're always, like, everyone's taped up in some weird way, and the tape is always just disgusting midway through the game. Like, conveying, like, struggle, I think rugby's very good at that.
Well, I think this is the end of the show. We've done our rugby bit.
How far we make it, but that's
45 minutes.
That's not bad. I don't have that much more to say about rugby right now, only because I don't know. I'm going to dedicate to, I have two things to do tonight. I have to prep for a job interview that I'm doing at 10 a.m., but I would also like to learn exactly what everybody does on the field.
Somebody just texted me and I got very annoyed. I'm going to have to eliminate that from the thing. Okay. Let's end the show.
Well, all right. I think that's a good show. I managed to talk about all the things I wanted to talk about. And we got in and out before. And now, do people really want to hear me try to figure out rugby and talk about my credit score? I don't know. It's not really. That's what I wanted to do, and I have. So
Mike's bragged about his credit score successfully. Good job, Mike.
Here we are.
I'm leaving those credit scores in.
That's fine.
Nobody can. How can you take advantage of my credit score?
It just seems like in bad taste to brag about your credit score, even though I obviously want to.
And you have.
And I have.
Goodbye. I tear my heart open. So this is an impromptu kind of thing. I just got an email. I just got a text message about my settlement with DraftKings.
Oh, big news. This is the first time we've ever started recording again because something happened after the show.
Yeah, I just got the text message like a minute ago. And I'm just kind of scrolling through this thing. Well, Mike famously said to me, no fucking chance you're ever going to see a dime of this.
I don't think that's what I said.
Well, I remember it pretty well.
That's probably not the way that I would phrase it.
I
wouldn't, or at least I wouldn't have said the not a dime thing. I think I would have said not a fucking chance. Sounds like me.
And I think because of that, because I was just thinking of that, when they sent me some really annoying, like, complex document to fill out,
that's the way.
I just, like, did it. I just, like, took 5 minutes and did the stupid thing and just filled out my email address and how much I had bet on DraftKings. The core of this lawsuit being that they were not upfront about how many professionals were playing on the website when people were playing. They weren't aware the level of competition was using robots and algorithms, which I kind of was. I was a bit aware of that, being honest. Like, how could
I think everybody knows, and you're always just hoping to turn your $5 into $12. I don't think anyone really thinks that they're going to, a lot of people probably actually think they're going to win $10,000 or whatever. But.
So would you like to guess how much my settlement is for?
Yes. $7.
Up.
Really?
Hey, what do you want?
$8.
Up.
All right, just tell me.
$22.15, Michael.
Damn, that is, as class action settlements go, that is actually really good. Because somebody in the group chat posted that they got their Google Plus settlement today, and it was in PayPal, and it was $2.50. $2.50, that is.
I think very few people followed through with this. I think happy to be a part of it. And I still use DraftKings. They never lost my trust.
Well, congratulations, Brendan, on the two lunches that we'll provide you, which ain't nothing.
Ain't nothing. It's all money.
You can buy a 30-pack of Bud Light.
Oh, that's the way. Hell yeah. All right. My own life. I tear my heart open. I sew myself shut. And my weakness is that I care too much. And our scars remind us that the past is real. I tear my heart open just to feel. My wings.